in Chulin, Daf Tzadik Gimel Bei, Shalei Chodim Yerech LeAkum, Shegir Anasha B'Tochem, They Shebekoma Nicker. You're allowed to send a guy a delivery or a gift of a whole hindquarter of beef because it's clear where the Gir Anasha is, right? It's noticeable. So then we're asking, why is it us? What if the Gir Anasha wasn't noticeable? So what if you just stop and send a mistake and has Ginnanush and you can't notice what's wrong? He's a guy anyway. He's not supposed to keep kosher. So one of the answers, Shmuel says, because of Gnevas Das. Because if you send a mistake, he'll think it's kosher, and then you're cheating him, you're fooling him, you're tricking him. He thinks it's kosher, and you're giving him treif. But if you send him the whole hindquarters, then he sees there's a Ginnanush there, so he knows what he's getting, so you're not tricking anyone. As Shmuel says, from here we learn, Asur Lignov Das Abrios Vafila Daitish Ovikochavim, even Ovikochavim, you're not supposed to trick, and all the halachas of Ginevas Das and Shas are found in Maseches Chulin. The whole sugya is found in Maseches Chulin in the seventh parak of Ginnanush. So, why is Ginevas Das in Chulin, not in Bava Kama, not in here, not in there? So, on the simple level, the answer is because that's how the Gemara works. You know, Me'inyan Le'inyan, Ba'oso Inyan, not so Ba'oso Inyan, etc. But Rav Karmi pointed out to me that on a deeper level, what's going on in all of these parshos about Yaakov, right? Why is he called Yaakov? Vayakveni zepamayim esbechor sila kach v'ine atala kach birchasi. Right? What happened to Yaakov? Yaakov, he tricked Esav out of the bechorah. He tricked his father out of the bracha. You know, that was how he did things. As Rashi says, Baba Akev of Amirma is what the name Yaakov connotes. And even in last week's Parsha, with Lavan, so Lavan started up with him, and he responded with the Midah of Imi Keshti Tapal, and Lavan tricked him. So he tricked Lavan with the spotted sheep and the speckled sheep and all those very complicated in Yadim. We're not getting onto the question here. I'm not getting into these hot-button political issues. Could you criticize Yaakov for doing this? Should he have done it? Should he have not have done it? Tenach, Yaakov had good reasons there for doing whatever he did. It was all justified. But justified doesn't necessarily mean ideal. Sometimes it's justified to go and to trick your father and to trick your brother and to trick your father-in-law, cousin, and v'chuli v'chuli. But that's justified. Maybe it's the best option you have under the circumstances. But that's not the basis for building up a Klal Yisrael. What happens in this week's Parsha, of course? In this week's Parsha, Yaakov, he has his encounter with Esav. And what happens in the encounter with Esav? He, instead of tricking Esav, instead of doing an end run around him, this, that, he says, I'm going to talk to Esav. I'll work it out with him. I'll work it out with him face to face. And there's a certain root word that's even repeated many, many times in the first couple of Leos in this week's Parsha. Right? What happens to Yaakov? Right? Ki amrach aprah fanav v'mincha olech zafanayv yach rechen aref fanav ula yisaf fanayv ayavar mincha al panav, etc. There's this continued root upon him. He's standing in front of him. He's going to see Esau's panim. He's going to see his panim. Ki ra'isi a little later olohim panim el panim v'ayikarekov yaakayimokom pini el. Why does emphasis upon him? Because what, of course, is panim the opposite of? It's the opposite of Ekev. Ekev is sneaking up from behind. Panim is face to face. In this parsha, Yaakov says, maybe until now I used one midah, but I that can't be the maskana of my life. That's not the goal. That's not the way to live. That's a whole rasha. Ultimately, it has to be panim al panim. I'll talk to Esav. I'll work it out with Esav. I'll stand up to Esav. I'll fight with Esav if I have to fight, and I'll work it out with him if I can work it out with him. But either way, I'll stand up to him, panim al panim, and ultimately where that comes up is, Vayevik Ishimar Alosa Shachar, Yaakov, before he meets Esav, meets some Saroshel Esav type of creature, and he wrestles with him, and he fights with him, and he doesn't pull any shtick on him at all. He wrestles with him, and he wins, right? And therefore, his name is changed from Yaakov to Yisrael, Kisarisa, Im, Elohim, or Elohim, V'yaman Hashem, Vatuchal, because instead of tricking, instead of deceiving, he struggled and he won. He had faith in himself, he had faith in Hashem. He knew now was the time when he could do it, and he did it face to face, above board, and was able to meet that challenge. And of course, after his name is changed to Yisrael, we're all B'nai Yisrael. Sometimes we're called B'nai Yaakov here and there once in a blue moon, but ultimately we're B'nai Yisrael, because to found a nation of Torah has to be based on the Chosam of Kadosh Baruch Hu, on Emes, on the straight and narrow, and not on Vayakveni Zephamayim. And Lidoros, what reminds us of this transformation, what reminds us that there was one way of doing things,
And the truth is, I don't want to get into things, but maybe that's over Ashal Ladoris as well. After all, it's still mutter to call Yaakov Yisrael, Yaakov. We're not allowed to call Avram Avram. We're allowed to call Yisrael still Yaakov. Sometimes it is necessary to have that Hora Shah in all kinds of interesting historical circumstances. But ultimately, what are we all about? Ultimately, we're about Yisrael. And what reminds us of that? What one mitzvah Ledoros reminds us of that? Al-Kain lo yochle v'nei Yisrael es gin ha-nashe ad hayom hazeh. Throughout the generations, we have a reminder. We always get rid of the, we don't eat the gin ha-nashe. The mitzvah of gin ha-nashe reminds us of this transformation, reminds us of what our nation is based on, of what our history is based on, what sometimes has to happen, but which is not our mahus. What sometimes has to happen versus what's our mahut that we're really based on. And ultimately, if you had to ask, what do you learn from the mitzvah of gin ha-nashe, you couldn't have done better than Shmuel in from the mitzvah of Gid HaNashe, and Perek Gid HaNashe, and Mishnah of Gid HaNashe, we learn, even if they deserve it, even if it would be an okay thing to do, even if it's a justified thing to do, ultimately we don't live by Gnevas Das, Afilu Akum, even Ace of Arusha, we try to face with strength and with honesty and with straightforwardness, and Amir Tashem, we continue to succeed. From Gid HaNashe teaches us, also Lignov Das Abrios, Afilu Daito Shalovi Kopavim. Carmi's on. Very sharp.